This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So we were really, really shocked when we heard that a 10-year-old girl got pregnant from an illegal immigrant and had to travel over state lines to get an abortion. And we were also shocked that she had been assaulted multiple times by this person, which made us wonder if this was somebody within the household, if this was somebody she knew, how were there multiple attempts? Well, we're being told now by the New York Post that the mother of the girl is kind of defending the rapist. New York Post says the mother of the 10-year-old Ohio girl who crossed straight lines to get an abortion has defended her daughter's 27-year-old confessed rapist. The mom spoke to Telemundo while hiding behind the door, you couldn't see her, of the Columbus apartment. And the alleged rapist was Gerson Fuentes, an illegal immigrant from Guatemala. Now, the mom said she's my daughter. And she confirmed to Telemundo, the girl, and she was actually 9 at the time. She was abused and impregnated. She said she's fine. Everything that they're saying against him is a lie. And she's speaking about the alleged rapist Fuentes. He confessed during police interviews to raping her at least twice. That's according to court records and officials. The mom hid her face. You couldn't see her. She insisted that she had not been the one to file charges against her young daughter's abuser. Not exactly sure why this woman is still her daughter's mom. I where's CPS? Something's not right here. So apparently, the girl went to Indiana on June 30th. President Biden had brought this up when they were talking about anti-abortion legislation. Not only is the story about, you know, people crossing state lines, but the story is also that, okay, we have illegal immigrants raping kids. That, I mean, not all of them, but, you know, we have some that are, you know, the focus wasn't so much on there was an illegal migrant that was, you know, that did this. It was on, well, people have to travel state lines. But a 10-year-old girl having to do it, you just wonder what the heck was going on. Fuentes, 27 years old, is listed as the person who got her pregnant. And you aren't really sure why the mom, is not more upset. Why she would defend him and say what they're saying about him is a lie. Even if she's married to him, and he's legal. And still, what happened to her daughter? Dr. Caitlin Bernard listed the rapist as being approximately 17 in her official filing to the Indiana Department of Health. It was not immediately clear if Fuentes was identified in the document. Fox only said it showed how Bernard reported performing a non-surgical abortion for a six-week pregnant 10-year-old girl of Mexican ethnicity on June 30th. The doctor's attorney now has had to get involved because people have accused the doctor of violating HIPAA. The lawyer for the doctor, who's in Indiana, said that her client did provide proper treatment and did not violate any patient privacy laws in discussing the unidentified girl's case. Her attorney is Kathleen Delaney. She issued the statement on behalf of Indianapolis obstetrician and gynecologist Caitlin Bernard. And this was the same day Republican Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita and his office were investigating the actions. Offered no specific allegations of wrongdoing, was just going to investigate, you know, what happened to the 10-year-old girl and what the 10-year-old girl needed. The 27-year-old man was charged in Columbus, Ohio, for raping the girl and confirmed the existence of a case initially. And people at first were like, you know, I think the district attorney in Ohio didn't hear about it till Biden had made mention of it. And that was kind of shocking that it was, and, you know, still people are a little frustrated with, you know, how did that go down? Where the president brought it up, you know, when they were talking about, you know, the Roe v. Wade overturn, but the attorney general didn't know about it. Is it because the alleged rapist was illegal that nobody wanted to know? Was it because it involved a minor? You know, the president found out about it, but not the attorney general within that state. What's going on? So something obviously is amiss. But Bernard had reported a June 30th medication abortion for a 10-year-old patient. She reported it to the state health department on June 2nd within the three-day requirement set in state law. This is according to a report obtained by the Indianapolis Star. Under public records request, the report indicated the girl seeking the abortion had been abused. Now, Delaney said they were considering taking legal action against those who smeared my client. So apparently, you know, there was the idea that the doctor violated HIPAA because she told, I think, a colleague what happened. And so HIPAA is a little tricky here, because if you, let's say, go to the doctor and you have gonorrhea or chlamydia, you know, or as we saw with COVID, that got reported to the health department. The health department then had to find your contacts. When it comes to, you know, infectious disease and communicable disease, some of them, there's not a lot of privacy. HIPAA, I mean, it's almost demanded of the doctor to report it. Well, just like with the abortion, it's law that you have to, especially with a 10-year-old, I don't know if all adults, but for a minor, and per that state, report it. And so the idea that the Ohio doctor talked to the media started to kind of raise eyebrows if she violated HIPAA. But when you talk about, you know, well, I saw a patient who had this, and you do not give any identifying information, that's not technically a HIPAA violation. HIPAA violation protects the patient's privacy. So you can't give any identifiable information. You can't give, you know, the debate on this is maybe because she said 10-year-old. That could start to narrow it down. But I don't know if they're going to, you know, get her on HIPAA because, you know, because, again, she didn't necessarily identify the girl. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So this is why I'm glad I live in America. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Apparently in Beijing, residents are asked to wear monitoring bracelets to enforce the COVID quarantine. Did you guys hear about this? There were rumors, but now I guess it's out there. And some Beijing residents returning from domestic travel, not even international travel, are asked by local authorities to wear COVID monitoring bracelets. And I don't know how emphasized the request is. This is promoting widespread criticism on Chinese social media by users concerned about excessive government surveillance. This is according to Fox News. According to posts published on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning on their platform Weibo, which is, I think, similar to Twitter or Facebook, some Beijing residents returning to the capital were asked by their neighborhood committees to wear an electronic bracelet through the mandatory home quarantine period. Chinese cities require those arriving from parts of China where COVID cases were found, they have to quarantine. Authorities fit the doors with movement sensors to monitor their movements. The bracelets monitor users' temperature, upload the data onto a phone app they have to download. The bracelet can connect to the internet. It could definitely record my whereabouts. It is according to one of the Weibo users, Dahongmao. He said his bracelet can connect to the internet. It could definitely record my whereabouts. It is basically the same as electronic fetters and handcuffs. I won't wear this. That's what he wrote on Wednesday. They say this post and others are showing pictures of the bracelets. And then it got removed. Apparently some of these were taken down. A community worker at Tia Tongguan, Beijing's northern suburb, confirmed to state-backed news outlet East Day that the measure was in effect in the neighborhood, but she called the practice excessive. A Weibo post and a video published on the official account of eastday.com got removed on Thursday afternoon. Weibo user Dahomango wrote on Thursday his neighborhood committee had already collected the bracelets, telling him that there were too many complaints. All right, good. The outcry against the electronic bracelets comes when people are kind of fatigued with COVID. Remember what happened in Shanghai where the people were not getting fed? They were stuck to their homes, but they weren't getting fed. So the Beijing government did not comment, from what we understand. And they say besides Beijing, several other regions and jurisdictions have introduced bracelets as a COVID control measure. Or they're planning to do so, including Hong Kong, Henan, Inner Mongolia, Zhejiang, and this is according to Chinese news site Xinmian. They say data privacy concerns and the usage of COVID monitoring technology for other purposes, like setting health codes or to stop protesters from congregating, has left many people, especially in China, worried about these apps and the oversight and the control. So here's the thing, and I was asked about this early on when it came to COVID and the quarantine and the isolation. And I told you guys from day one that there was no way people were following the isolation as to the strictest sets. And the reason why is, you know, I can't say how many times I, you know, like with this weekend, all right, I'm going to probably go out for a little bit on Saturday. But I'm like, you know what, I'm going to bunker down. We're going to save money. We're going to binge watch The Offer because it's a good show. I'm going to talk about it a little bit. And, you know, we're going to just kind of, you know, save money, bunker down, we'll order in. I'm going to get a lot of work done. I'm going to see a lot of patients. And, you know, I got to tell you, after one day of being in the house, you don't feel well. I'm like, I got to get outside. I got to get some sun. It's not healthy. And instinctively, you don't want to be confined. Now, you have some people where they're like, I could, you know, play video games in my mom's basement for a week. But the average human needs to get fresh air. The average human needs to get some sunlight. The average human wants to walk their dog. And so a lot of people could think, yeah, I could be home for 14 days. No. After 14 hours, they're done. And I can't tell you how many times I had heard or I had seen people that were supposed to be in quarantine in another state showing pictures on social media. And you're like, okay, wait a second here. Now, in fact, one person recently had COVID. This was in January. And was still going about his walks, wore a mask, and took pictures. You know, and showed that the family was at least 12 feet away when they went on a walk. And you know, I'm like, you know, be grateful you live in America. Because if you had COVID, you would not be able to walk around the neighborhood and get some fresh air, as we saw in China. So when early on, when this pandemic started, people asked, how exactly does the quarantine need to work in order to stop the spread? Well, and will it even work? Well, in theory, before you're in pandemic stage, all right, but if you have a cluster of cases and those cluster of cases stay isolated, and if the family members all have it and it's just in that household and that household is not necessarily going out and about, yes, that virus will eventually die off, like chickenpox or something like that, or flu. And then once that person is not contagious and they go out among others, you know, you could technically stamp out some very, very small clusters by a strict quarantine. The problem is we are our lifestyles are very, very different. And we didn't really have a true quarantine because we couldn't. When we had the lockdown, they said, you know, okay, essential workers can still work. So you have grocery stores open. You have restaurants open. Some of them. You had all the marijuana dispensaries were open. Alcohol stores, liquor stores were open. Hospitals, gas stations, convenience stores. So when our state went on quote unquote lockdown and they said, all right, everybody has to stay home, that isn't essential. Okay, well, I'm a physician, so I'm going, you know, to the office and I'm doing my show. You know, media is essential. So, you know, I'm on the highway and you saw thousands of cars. The highway didn't look any different than pre-lockdown. And I'm like, yeah, lockdown my butt. These people aren't, you know, people were pretending to be essential. They didn't want to stay home. And so we tried to do this lockdown, but if you had to go to the store, well, then you got exposed at the store, you came home, and then you exposed your family. I mean, it really wasn't. I mean, a true lockdown, you know, would be kind of what China tried to do with Shanghai, where, look, we are going to have people in hazmat suits bring you your food. We're going to, but people were like, they weren't getting fed. They were starving. There was no food. Their pets were going crazy. And so unless you have a government that has the means to be able to go to every single household and get regular meals and medications, and you can't, and you still need the hospitals open. You still need, you know, food places open because you got to get the food. You still need delivery people. So when everybody's like, oh, you know, the lockdown, it really wasn't a true lockdown because we couldn't. And that's why it didn't work, and that's why I don't think any of them can work. Because, you know, people still have to eat. They still need medical care. They still need power. Somebody still had to go to the power company. Somebody still had to go to the cable company. You know, everybody's like, man, I am on lockdown. I am doing my part. I go, you're watching Netflix, right? Yeah. Well, who's at Netflix? I mean, somebody had to be at Netflix. Somebody has to be working the cable. I think at one point the cable went out, or internet went out during the lockdown, if I remember correctly. And people freaked out. Well, thank God for those people that weren't on lockdown that got to help fix the internet. You know, our lockdown was cush. But if, you know, if somebody was truly on lockdown, I mean, we are talking, you know, you have a power outage, there's nobody there to fix it. Your internet's out, nobody's there to fix it. Nobody's there to bring you food. So it's just not that reasonable. Now, somebody had, one of my listeners said, why don't everybody buy up their food, everything closed down, you know, for a few days. A few days isn't enough. COVID can last, as you guys have seen, days, weeks, rebound a couple weeks later. There was just no way. This virus outsmarted us. So the idea of, well, we're going to make sure you stay home, we're going to monitor you, it's going to ping when you, suicides are up, depression's up, alcoholism is up. People cannot be confined, especially if you have a very small apartment. That's why so many people left New York, because they're like a 400-square-foot apartment. Some of them are even smaller. They're like, this isn't, I can't live like this and be locked down like this. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News.
The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. Indiana University Health System said it, quote, routinely conducts reviews to make sure staff are protecting patient privacy. A review of Dr. Caitlin Bernard's conduct in the matter found her, quote, in compliance with privacy laws. An Indiana attorney suggested that Bernard might have violated her legal duties to report the abortion, to report the girl's abuse, and to abide by HIPAA, which protects patient privacy. This is USA Radio News. There is a fentanyl problem.
Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people, contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Italian Premier Mario Draghi offered to step down Thursday after a populist coalition ally refused to support a key government bill, but the nation's president rejected the resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants to know why, when you have COVID, you are being asked not to isolate and to go to the doctor to get the COVID medication. Why can't you get it over the phone? So this is something that I've seen a lot, and I've already talked about this, but I don't mind talking about it again, because many of you have COVID, and you want to get on the Paxlovid or the molnupiravir. Paxlovid is easier to get. It's the protease inhibitor that Pfizer made, whereas the molnupiravir is the nucleoside analog. The molnupiravir doesn't have as robust a data against in terms of the efficacy of preventing severe hospitalization and death. Paxlovid seems to have much better data. But Paxlovid is kind of a high-maintenance drug. where you can't get it and take it very simply. So when Biden had promised to test and treat, he oversimplified it. Remember, I even told you. I go, that could be fantastic. A test and treat where you go to the pharmacy, they test you for free, you're positive, here's your medicine pack, next. And I was like, oh, that sounds too good to be true. But then I read the FDA fact sheet. And the FDA fact sheet said, look, if somebody has renal issues, they have to be on, if they have severe renal disease, they have to be on a different dosing. If they have severe liver issues, they can't take the medication. If they're on a statin, they can't take the medication. If they're on Viagra, certain heart medications, certain migraine medications, certain arrhythmics, antiarrhythmics, certain depression medications. And there was a whole slew of things. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. A lot of people are on, I think even Xanax and Valium interacted with it. Not necessarily that you would die if you take the two, but it could alter the amount of medication in your system of one or the other because it could interfere with the metabolism. So when we saw that, we were like, okay, well, wait a second. How do you test and treat? So immediately, telemedicine platform said, no. You can't write it on this platform. You got to have them see their medical provider or talk to their medical provider. Now, people would call up saying, but wait a second, we're supposed to be able to get this over the phone. They read on the CDC website that they could get the medication over the phone. They could get the medication over the phone if your medical provider has all the data, knows your liver status, knows your kidney status, knows your medications because they've been your doctor for a while. Yes, they could call it in. But the average person I see doesn't have a doctor. So when I say, all right, you know, you need to see your doctor, you know, who's done your blood work. Well, I have a doctor, but I go, when was the last time you did blood work? Well, I haven't done blood work yet. They gave me a form, but I haven't done it. Well, if they don't know what your liver status is or what your, you know, kidney status is, then they can't write it. Another issue is you cannot give this to a pregnant woman. And the average female does not get her period. She's on an IUD. Or she takes her birth control regularly. And there's still that chance that she could be pregnant. So we need to make sure you're not pregnant. So it's a lot. And so if you have an IUD and you are 35 and you're like, I want to go on Paxlovid, your medical provider needs to run a pregnancy test on you. That has to be done in person. So, you know, like with everything, easier said than done. You know, everybody thought, oh, wow, look at this. This is going to be so easy. It's going to be so simple. I just pop a pill. It's not that simple. You know, the medication is two antivirals together, nirmatrelvir and ritonavir. And you have to take it. It's only for those over 12 years old. You have to test positive, so you have to prove you're positive. And so an at-home test might not be good enough. They're going to probably test you there. It has to be within 5 days of your first symptoms. You take 3 tablets twice a day for 5 days. So you take 2 tablets of the nirmatrelvir, 1 tablet of the ritonavir, twice a day for 5 days. That's a total of 30 tablets. Now, the type of medication class Paxlovid is a protease inhibitor. What it does is it blocks an enzyme that the virus needs to make proteins to replicate. We've used this technology in HIV, hepatitis C. An enzyme has to cut 2 precursor proteins into smaller fragments. This stops that enzyme. It's a protease. ACE means cut protein inhibitor. So it inhibits the ability for this enzyme to cut proteins. The virus needs those proteins to grow and multiply. Without it, they can't grow. So it's a brilliant mechanism, but man, it's very involved. Now, the FDA on July 6th, which we didn't hear a lot of, I only found out about it yesterday, guys, and I told you guys about it yesterday. But on July 6th, we found out that the FDA says now pharmacists can prescribe it. Now, I think a lot of pharmacists were like, okay, we are not ready for this. Because in order for a pharmacist to prescribe it, you need to show the pharmacist your electronic or printed health records, that are less than 12 months old, that include the most recent reports of laboratory blood work. The state-licensed pharmacist needs to review it for kidney or liver problems, this is according to FDA. State-licensed pharmacists could also get this information through a consult with the patient's health care provider. So that means a pharmacist could get on the phone and talk to your medical provider. Who has time? Have you guys seen your local pharmacy? They're busy. In addition, the pharmacist needs a list of all the medications you're taking, including the over-the-counter medications, because also St. John's wort interferes. So if you take St. John's wort, they can't give you Paxlovid. They need to know every single thing you're taking. They then have to screen the drugs to see if you have potentially serious interactions with Paxlovid. Now, thank God for pharmacists. Thank God for them being there. That's awesome. But I don't think a lot of pharmacists have the time. So I really haven't heard of a lot of patients getting it from their pharmacist, because that actually is like a doctor's visit. That pharmacist needs to stop everything, see you in a room so it's HIPAA compliant and you have privacy. Then they need to document that. And I guess they have to protect themselves from liability. You know, and so if your blood work was fine July 16th of last year, yeah, that counts, but how does that, you know, that pharmacist really, really know your liver and kidneys are healthy now? So it's a lot of liability. Some of you have told me that your doctor still won't give it to you. They don't want anything to do with it. That's their choice. So, you know, do I think the medication works? I do. I think this COVID does last longer than 5 days. I think some people have long symptoms. The data is not out if Paxlovid prevents long COVID. I think there still will be long COVID. It's just maybe it'll minimize some of the severity, because hopefully it affects the viral load, and the less virus load, the better. But we still have to wait for data to see if you taking it will prevent long COVID. The problem we have is like what we saw with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci, 81 years old, got COVID, got Paxlovid, then got sick again 2 weeks later, either a rebound or encore presentation or a whole new strain, and he had to get Paxlovid again. So the fact that the virus could outsmart the Paxlovid or can persist longer means to me you could still probably get long COVID. I still think it's worth it. Everybody who took it told me they loved it. It shortened the course of their illness. They got better a lot faster. So I'm a fan. But yeah, it is ironic, as Michael said, that you go from isolating to now having to run around the city to try to get Paxlovid. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So baby boomers and Gen X's have been bonding a little bit because millennials and Gen Z's do things a little differently. I admire millennials and Gen Z's, especially since I have a lot of students that are millennials and Gen Z's, but they do things differently. And so baby boomers and Gen X's are looking at some of the things they're doing and going, what are you doing, right? Like, for example, my son would write an essay, and he wouldn't do two spaces after a period. And so I would go through his essays in high school and put an extra space after a period. And my son's like, what are you doing? And I go, you always have to have two spaces after a period. He goes, no, you don't. I go, well, look it up. So I look it up on the internet, and I get ready to show it to him. And the title of the article says, nothing screams over 40 than spacing twice after a period. He goes, told you so. And I'm like, whoa. I remember getting smacked on the hands with a ruler by my typing teacher if I didn't type two spaces after a period. So another thing that kind of shocks us baby boomers and Gen X's is the resumes of these younger individuals. And so when young people will give me their resume, now I get it now, you know, because I taught students and I get it. But at first, they would have on their resume, the top part, before their credentials and their degrees and their GPA and their research, they would have, I'm good at customer service. I have analytical thinking. And I'm like, what the hell is this stuff doing? Yeah, that's nice, but get to the meat. We Gen X's want to see the meat. Trust me, your average baby boomer doesn't really care if you commute, you know. I mean, yeah, they know you communicate well, but you don't have to put that on your resume. Well, yeah, you do. Apparently, the way now recruiters and HR departments work is they want to see these quote-unquote soft skills. And in fact, a report coming out of CNBC says 93% of employers want to see soft skills on your resume. So I'm like, well, dang, so what are soft skills? They want to see you say communication, that you can communicate. Now, you would think if you got through the interview, you would think if you got through school, you got through jobs, it would be inherent, it would be obvious, but no. They want to know that you know communication skills. They want to know that you know customer service. Scheduling. Scheduling is known as a soft skill. And apparently these employers want to know. They say number of jobs listing the skill is 5 million. They want to know that you know how to schedule. They want to know that you have time management. That I get. Project management, that's huge. Analytical thinking. Ability to work independently. Flexibility. These are things that should be listed on your resume. Are you flexible? Now my husband would say, no, we're not talking physical flexibility, all right? We're talking about flexible in terms of, you know what? I need you to switch your day off if you don't mind, or can you? I'm flexible. Now, some people that have kids, they got a lot going on, they might not have that flexibility. But put on your resume, okay? Remember, for those of you Gen X's that remember Ghostbusters, you know, if somebody asks if you're a god, say yes. Put on there you're flexible. Put on there you think analytically. Now, me being Gen X, if somebody wrote on there that I'm a good critical thinker, I mean, do I believe them? You can put anything on there. Just because you wrote on your resume, I'm not going to believe it. But apparently, these employers want to know that you can do that. And maybe the reason why, because anybody could read this article and go, okay, yeah, I'm flexible, and I'm an analytical thinker, and I'm a critical thinker. Good, it's on there. But maybe if somebody really did their homework and really understood what the job market is, they're going to do their homework, and then they're going to put it on their resume. So just to recap, 93% of employers are looking at, on your resume, if you have communication skills, customer service, scheduling abilities, time management skills, project management, analytical thinking, ability to work independently, and flexibility. Now, here's the thing. If you are going to put those soft skills on there, and I see how you guys do it, okay, again, you Gen Zs and millennials have taught me a lot, all right, and you keep me young. You bullet it, and you bullet it nicely, and I think that's fine. Some of you guys in your resume, you have it in the on the side. Some of it you have it at the end. Some of you guys, you have it right under your name. I'm an analytical thinker. I'm flexible. I'm this. Seems to me that I guess it doesn't matter. But what I might do, because I do hire people, and I do look at resumes, and I do help people with their resumes. What I would do is incorporate that into a lot of what is already in your resume. So, for example, work experience. If you were, like for me, I was a hostess before I waited tables. And with hostess, you do need to schedule. You need to do choreography. You need to not slam the kitchen. You need to not slam somebody's station. You need to make sure the customers are happy. Somebody who was a host or a hostess at a restaurant, that's some fantastic skills. So if that was in your job, your work experience, you could say, you choreographed the floor, you ensured this, you made sure there was customer service. You could even bold some of those soft skills in that work experience. Don't bold everything, but if you said you worked at a restaurant and you did customer service, this, you could bold those key terms if you want. Make sure it looks good. If a lot of you will say, yeah, so I worked at this, and you keep it short and sweet, and you're like, I did I worked at a restaurant. I was a food server. Explain you being a food server. Let's say you worked at a gym and you were front desk. You were you did more than just being front desk. What did that entail? Well, you had to schedule. You had to do customer service. You effectively assisted with customer concerns. You kept areas presentable and professional. You helped manage. A lot of people who are front desk are actually front desk managers. Throw that management skill in there. Let's say you worked for a company and they want to know if you were able to work independently, or that you could work in a group. You could even say, look, I worked for this company. Group projects included this, 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 and this, and we successfully did. Independent projects included this, this, and this. You know, when you guys do your work experience, it's your turn to brag. Now there is this adage, this sort of, I don't know, rule that people want to have a one-page resume. And I get it. It's nice to just have one page, nice and clean. The problem is many of you guys are leaving out really crucial stuff. And so my resume is multiple pages. I couldn't just fit it on one. And, now the most important stuff is on page one. I mean, if I want people to know all the states I'm licensed in, if I want them to know all the TV work or all the stations I'm on, I might put that on my front page. But, do not cut out work experience. Some of you will say, well, I worked as a food server. Who cares? No, that's crucial. Anybody who waited tables will get you. I mean, I get it. In fact, when I interview people for our salons, if they say, I was a food server, I know they got grit. I know that because it is a multitasking circus to be a food server. And if you were able to do that, that's incredible. Same thing if you were a bartender. If you guys come with your, some people are like, I was a bartender before medical school. So if I'm applying for a medical school job, who? Oh, no. If you were a bartender, that's huge. Because you had to learn the drinks. You had to properly perform the drinks. Mixology. You had to do customer service. You had to manage money. You had to manage your bar back. You had to work with the servers. You're the mothership of that bar. And you are managing that part of the bar when you're bartender. That's huge. So don't underestimate yourself and don't keep out certain jobs and certain things that you're doing. So soft skills, I don't even know if I would call it a soft skill. I think they call it a soft skill from a hard skill. A hard skill is, are you, certified and licensed in welding? Do you know Python? They're calling those like hard skills. But put them on there. And for those boomers, Gen X's are like, what the hell is this? This is what HR departments are looking for. So if your young one puts that on there, encourage it. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.